Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Heart Healing Podcast. My name is Valerie McLaughlin and I am your host for today's podcast. And today we're going to go back to the topic and some things that we've talked about before is love light language. I've channeled for you in the past, and today is going to be a little bit of everything. You know, I never know exactly how these podcasts are going to unfold. I just allow spirit to channel through me and guide me to where it is spirit wants to take me. And I do this in the highest good and highest good for all to help you on your journey, your healing journey. Because everything is healing to me, whether it's Akashic records, whether it's cards, whether it's going and receiving energy healing or going to the doctor. Part of your journey is healing. Every part of your journey is healing. And when I started this, for just to give you a little background on where this came from, when I started out in, I think it was 2017, is when all of a sudden I start channeling another language or a couple other languages that I didn't know what they were and what they were about. And I've talked about this on previous podcasts, but this is for anybody that needs a refresher, anybody that is new to the Intuitive Heart Healing Podcast. I started channeling this language. It just started coming through me as I was walking and driving and all things. And I call it love light language. Somebody told me it was light language. I've looked into light language, but I want to call it love light language, and that's my right to call it, and that's what they keep. When I try to take it out, spirit keeps coming back and say it's love light language, because everything you do is focused on love and introducing people to the divine, beautiful love, and introducing everyone to opening up their hearts and coming from this place of love and allowing love in and the vibrations and the different vibrations of love. So everything I do comes down to love and healing and really elevating our beings to a higher level. And love is going to lead us our way into this. And that's why this is called love light language. And you'll hear me call it love light language, because that's love light language is what I call it to be. And so I start channeling this. I had no idea what it was till a friend of me who was across the house, a big house in a whole nother world room, overheard me, and I was whispering. I was like, psh, psh, psh. And she's intuitive. That's how she heard me, because her ears definitely could not hear me. And she asked me if I knew what I was speaking, and I said no. And I was trying to keep it to myself, and it just kept coming out. And recently, whoa, is it coming out? It's coming out in so many different ways. And this last week, it's been amazing. Amazing. It's been really amazing. So I start writing it. I've always kind of written it. I think I've written it my whole life, actually. If I go back and look at all the things that I've done in my life, I've done it. I doodled it and whatever. But I started writing it. When I was journaling, it would come through. And so then I sat with it and I turned the recorder on and I wanted to translate what I wrote. Because when it comes through me, then, you know, I learn what it is. And instead, I picked up the journal and I start reading it like I was reading any other book. And the message came out. So it dawned on me at this moment that this is coming through another way. So I've always spoke it. I do hand signals to go with it. It's part of the love light language healing I do. It comes through that way. Now it's coming through in writing that I intuitively can read. And it all comes down to what it is. It's a communication, is one thing. It's a healing. That's another thing. It is healing. It helps to shift and change your vibration. And whether that's through looking at it or hearing it or with the energy that comes through in the hand movements, it helps to elevate your vibration, shift your vibration. It works with your cells and your DNA and all parts of you. For some people, it is a remembrance of a language that they once spoke, can speak, or just really sounds familiar and connects them to their star seeds. It is channel messages of light beings and shamans that have or have not walked this world before. Shaman, indigenous people. And it's a higher calling, a higher being. And it's all here to help us to heal, to shift our energy, to create this new vibration, to deliver to us in a new way. Communications, because the English language, the human languages, I should rephrase that, the human languages that we speak out there, it's not a direct translation to this vibration of the light language that comes through. So, as much as I receive the light language and I write it, say it, whatever. And then I get some type of translation about what it is. It's never fully word to word because there is not a full word to word translation. So if you hear it and see it or experience seeing me do it, you may get something else out of that. And it is not wrong or right. It's just the vibration that you're connecting to is different than what I'm connecting to. And like I said, the words don't always translate, but your being, your cells, your feelings, that's a whole nother level that you communicate at, that you'll receive this information. So always listen with an open heart to the message and allow it to be whatever it is for you. Whether you hear it or see it, whatever, allow it to be whatever it is to you. And something else interesting has happened. Today, I incorporated into the energy art. I have a piece. Maybe I'll put it in as part of the show cover. It's probably not complete, but it will give you a idea of where this is all going. I'm looking at it now, and it kind of reminds me of like cells now that I'm looking at it. Little tiny cells under microscope. Which says so much about us, right? When you look at our DNA and all that, and the way it shows up, it all reminds me of that. But it's in being incorporated now into my art and into the energy art, and I'm being asked to bring this forward that way, which is something new, and I'm gonna trust. I've talked about this on the other podcast. I'm just gonna trust. I know spirit's guiding me. I know it's coming through. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. And I'm here to share it with you because this is not mine. This is not for me. It is for me, but it's not for me, just for me. It's for me to share it with all of you. It's for me to share it with anybody that's willing to. And I know that if you listen with an open heart, if you open your heart up to receive, and you don't have to do it, it doesn't have to be big. It could just be a small little crack just to allow it to come in. Just a little peekaboo. Allow it to come in. You don't have to believe it in your head. Just believe it in your heart somewhat. Reminds me when I first got introduced to Reiki, I didn't believe in it. My sister said, "Let's do Reiki on you." And I'm like, "No, I don't believe it." She's persistent, as you guys know, because I've talked about it before. And I also wanted to, I guess, prove to myself that it wasn't going to work. It wasn't right. It's all BS. And lo and behold, the only thing I proved to myself is I didn't know everything and I should open myself up even a little bit more and see what else I allow to come in. So listen with an open heart, read it with an open heart, and all these messages, whether they're written or spoken or sung or in art, they're all meant to be received by everybody and everyone. And you know, you may look at it and say, oh, it looks like Egyptian writing, it looks like hieroglyph, Mayan writing, it looks like, yeah, because, you know, beings have been channeling this information forever. This isn't new. This isn't new to me. I'm not the only one out there in the world that does it. We're all different, connected differently, and we all receive it differently. So it's going to look same. It's not going to look the same. It's going to be similar. I'm going to sound the same. They're going to sound the same. It doesn't matter. Just connect to whatever you believe in, whatever you feel drawn to and allow it to be. You know, I'm not here to say that somebody else is right or wrong, because I'm not. It's not true. We're all here to deliver the messages that are coming down to us, and how we deliver that, it's going to look different because different people are going to connect to it. So you've seen it for years. You've been around it. You can look at art and see it within art. You can hear it in song and in the spoken word. And you can YouTube light language and see all different people speaking and talking about it and singing about it. And I recommend that you do it. Do it and open yourself up. And maybe you might find yourself doing it, because light beings want to get us the information. They want to help us. They want to elevate this world. And we do this by opening up our hearts and allowing it to come through. And so whenever you listen to it or look at it, I always like to remind you to do it while you're not doing something. especially driving, operating heavy machinery, anything that will seriously hurt you, like, you know, cutting an onion or something while you're listening to this, because everybody, it affects differently. And it might bring you all the way up to the spirit world, and you might get lost in that and forget what you're doing. Or for some people I've worked with, it's kind of sort of had them momentarily paralyzed because they're receiving so much information at once. So I'm going to open up, do some light language. I'm actually going to translate what is in my writing here. And first I'm going to speak it. It has three different beings that have come through to deliver this message. There might be a fourth that comes through at the end. And then we'll talk a little bit about it as we go. So if you are driving or you're doing something at this moment, pause it, come back. Take the time to be able to sit and be in it and listen to it. And when you're ready, open that heart and let it go. Kwaitu kwa tisamai aganingambo aedigam by haria sudo by yerida. Komoria hesinamo gadida skida. Toeka tiris de wakadaya sagamota. Kadaya sedum boyaria de ziga. Daika kwaria siga. We want to help you. That is what we're here to do. And through our language that we speak to you, we are adjusting your vibration so the message comes through clearer and clearer. There is a greater purpose for you and for your being. There's a greater purpose for you on this earth. You have to be willing to commit and walk this purpose as a human on this earth. That does not mean that you have to stop doing human things, but you have to do your human things aligned with your purpose and your mission. We are here to help. We want you to remember your purpose and what it is. Doik kajam bayeda gish digaba igi diga kobon diga higarbo ya kayi tigu kaba gidi gedema kahin doim erajiga bay kidinga koma gediga gedi kabo gada kaya de koma kidia dakota gisamogo karingan doing about ba. We believe fully in you. We believe in what you can do. We believe in you and your passion and your drive will help you as you walk your path and walk your purpose. Kondo kaiye daingo kireide gomaka kaikita kohera yagomada haidingo kaiga girega koida ga kyo ge kono naga kige wa go hagingo maga kirika ga in hoya geon ko kaga ura go kireya gariya kaika goriya gi kaiya ko kaiyo maga. Believe there are forces out there to help you. You are not alone. You are never alone. Wake up. We are all here. We're all around you. Whether it's us, the light beings, your shamans, your ascended masters that you call, angels, ancestors, gods, goddesses, loved ones, we are all around you to help you. We are here to help you. Ask for your help. Yes, ask for it. Ask for help. But also, be open to receive the help that you ask for. All you home humans do that. You ask for help, but then you don't let the help come through. Because it's not what the help that you wanted. But all the help that we give you is everything that you need in that moment. Ask for help. Boya yakama yaga yi adinamaya. Hoya ya yadinga yama yi dawaya da ya. When you receive this information and this guidance from all of us, all these different beings of love and light, you have to remember to be grounded and connected into Mother Earth. We need you to bring this information, this energy, this wisdom, this knowledge down into Mother Earth so the message can be spread and shared with everybody. It is really important that all this is grounded into Mother Earth, that you stay grounded and present in who you are so that you can share this message. You can share this message with the world and allow Mother Earth to assist you in spreading this message. We thank you for your time. We thank you for listening. And we appreciate each and every one of you. Kayasanda. Well, you can see why maybe I was so hesitant at first to want to share this message, to allow it to channel through for people to hear it. Because to me, I sounded like a crazy person. That was what I felt at the time. That's how I felt at the time. Gotta be honest and open with you. Because I didn't get here not being honest and open with myself. When these downloads and information started to come through and translate, and I was not afraid of the message. Just so you guys are all clear, I was never afraid of the message and what I was receiving. I was afraid of if I spoke it, what people would think about me. That's what my fear came from, was what people would think about me. And they kept saying that it is important, that the message had to get through. It allowed me to go within and do a lot of healing within myself to begin to be able to share it and to share this message out to all of you. Because when it first came shared, it was in a very tight-knit group of people. And it slowly evolved as I got more comfortable with it and I got more comfortable with myself. But in all honesty, I did not want to share this because it sounded crazy to my own ears. And actually this weekend I was writing, I was at a full moon retreat in San Diego, and I was writing during this channeling session from the person that was hosting it. And I had all this energy coming through and the energy all around, and I was really trying to stay within myself and be there to receive. And I wanted a way, and I needed a way to release and let go. So I grabbed my journal and I thought, okay, I'm gonna write about what's going on with me. And as I grabbed my journal, I started writing in light language. This is the second time that day, because I actually did it on the plane when I was flying out there. And both times, now that it's coming back to me, both times I'm sitting there writing and I look over and I say to myself, I said, I wonder what these people next to me are thinking. And when I was doing it at the retreat and I'm writing it, I'm doing it, and I had that thought, I wonder what these people were thinking or thinking of me. And then it also dawned on me how many people have done this before and we deem them to be crazy, and here they are sharing this beautiful message that's here to uplift us. And the humans here on Earth have deemed that they are crazy because the only right way they can write this quote-unquote gibberish is because there's something going on in their head. Instead of believing that it's spirit and beings communicating through us to help us . And to me, that helped me make a big shift in all this. And in that thought, in that moment, is really when I knew it was time for me to share it. However the way it is to come out, to be open and to share it with all of you. Because this is important to the world, to Mother Earth, to our evolution as light beings. And it's not mine to hold to myself. It is yours. It is theirs. It is all of ours. And it's here to help every single one of us. So as you go back and you listen again, take the time and just be with it. Allow yourself to journal and write. Allow yourself to journal and write whatever comes up. And if something comes out of you that you don't recognize, just be with it and just allow it to flow through you. And if you heard something or saw something that doesn't resonate with you, then let it go. It's not meant for you, or it's not the right time for you to receive it. And that is okay. That saying, never judge a book by its cover. You never know what's on the inside. On the inside could be something very special. Very special for you and very special for me. So if you listened and it didn't resonate, come back to it in a month, in 2 months. When your energy shifts, listen to it again. See if you feel something different. See if it vibrates different. Something for you to understand. And if you don't want to do it, then don't. It's that simple. It's that simple. Take what you believe to be true, to be your truth, and hold that with you. And as you evolve and change, and that truth evolves and changes with you, that's okay. But stay true and authentic to yourself. And remember that these beings of love and light come in many short forms and shapes, many different languages. And we are just all here to help. We're all here to connect as one collective consciousness and help raise the vibration. Go out and spread some love in this world. Do it with an open heart. Do it with the highest intentions. And allow that love to come back to you. I am sending all my love to each and one, every one of you. Till next time, bye bye for now.